the Wham Bam East Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Hey, it's DJ Medi here, and we're broadcasting the audio of the show from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we have two pre-recorded interviews for you. The first one is an actress, Amanda Jane Porter. She has a show coming up at the Vancouver Fringe Festival. You definitely have to check that out. We also have another interview, Brian Miller. He is a singer from a band called Porch Fling. They just played a show this weekend, the Victory Square Block Party. Will also be featuring a bunch of songs from the party as well. So we have a full house, folks. So let's get right to the interview with Amanda. And I met her at Neighborhood Park. And maybe this is your neighborhood park, Mount Pleasant. Check it out. Welcome, Amanda, to the Wham Bam East Van Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Hey there, my name is Amanda Jane Porter, and I am a Vancouver East Van-based creative.
Woohoo! And we're here in the lovely Mount Pleasant Park. What do you like about this neighborhood?
I love the sense of community. It's an amazing little community that has grown stronger throughout the pandemic, and I think it's a real testament to all the people that live in this area.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. All right, and you're an actress?
Yes, I am.
Yes, how did you get into that?
I have been performing since I could basically move and walk and talk. I've been singing and acting for over 25 years.
So, Amanda, yeah. I notice you have a little accent going on there.
I do have a little bit of an accent.
Yes. Where is it from?
I'm originally from Sydney, Australia, and I have been living in Vancouver now for just over 9 years.
Excellent.
So it's a bit of a hybrid accent because I've been here for a while.
Yes.
And I'm an actor, so things flit in and out, do different voices. I do voiceover, so I would say it's a little bit of a mix.
Yeah. Okay. And then when you first came to Canada, what did you find different?
I would say the big difference, there's a few things. Mm-hmm. Tipping is a massive thing. We don't really do tipping in Australia at all because the minimum wage is quite different.
Mm-hmm.
We have more of a living wage back in Australia, so tipping isn't as prominent as it is over in North America. And I would say that technology seems to be a little bit more behind in Canada than it is in Australia.
Really?
In terms of like checks, I hadn't needed to use a check at the bank for so long. Like, I was getting paid in checks, which I found quite outdated. Banking seemed a bit slower. Phone plans and the cost of data was like very different for me. And I would say that those things are still the same, even having lived here for so long.
Mm-hmm. And how about some words? I don't know, are some words pronounced?
Yeah, words are different. I would say Australians are pretty lazy with how we speak. We have quite a lazy tongue, mm-hmm, with our dialect. And so I would say there are certain words that I've just had to flip since I've been living here. So we would say like, you know, boot of the car, like we're opening the boot. You say trunk.
Okay.
I would say I'm going in the lift. Elevator, things like that. You just end up sort of flipping them, and then pronunciations of words too. Like I would say basil.
Okay.
You know, different things like that. Red bell peppers, you would say. The real name is Capsicum. That's
that's how you pronounce
Capsicum
it.
Capsicum is the name of...
Yeah, because if you said that at the store, I'd be like, what the heck is she talking
about? Yeah, exactly. So things like that are a little bit different. And even down, we're entering fall right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we would say butternut pumpkin. You would say butternut squash.
Yes.
It's all part of the same family, but we call it a pumpkin in Australia.
Oh, interesting.
And pumpkin is not a real dessert thing down under. We use it for soups and savory things. So to do pies and all these sweet things is very different.
Okay. So have you tried the pumpkin spice latte?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. It's not my jam, but I appreciate what it's trying to do.
Oh, excellent. What are you listening to these days?
Music-wise?
Yeah.
Oh, I would say I'm doing a real mix back to my early, like, and late teens.
Yes.
So I'm going back to all the things I used to listen to. So I'm, like, it's really, you know, All American Rejects, Smashing Pumpkins.
There goes the pumpkin.
A lot of Australian bands that I love, like the Paper Kites, Boy and Bear.
I know it's not right, but baby, I wonder sometimes. If I cannot reach you, then please know that I tried. I will always love you more than I could say now. I will always love you more than you will know. For speaking out loud, I get scared sometimes, then maybe you're best alone. So if I had to, I'd let you go. Hard as it sounds, I won't be some away from you. I'm holding on tight, but baby, I worry sometimes. What if I can't reach out from the other side? I will always love you more than I could say now. I will always love you more than. Get sometimes that maybe I'm best alone. So if I had to, I'd let you go. Just to be kind, I'd let you go. Thank you.
to a moment where the fields are painted gold and the trees are filled with memories of the feelings never told. When the evening pulls the sun down and the day is almost through, oh, the whole world is sleeping, but my world is you. Can I be close to you?
It's a real mix of indie and alternative music. Death Cab for Cutie, like, they were my jam when I was 19. They were, like, my favorite band to get through all the tough times that you're dealing with when you're feeling a lot of feelings. And, yeah, I think that's kind of what's keeping me busy, as well as a lot of podcasts. I really like listening to podcasts to see what's going on and listening to some of my favorite people.
All right, now let's get into what's really happening.
Yes.
Tell me about this new show that's coming up.
So next week, Vancouver Fringe opens. It's one of the most amazing ways to start fall here in the city. It's from September 7th to 17th. And I have created a new one-woman show called Conversations with Penny, which is all about mother-daughter relationships and more personally about my relationship with my mother and our final moments together that we navigated during the pandemic before she passed away.
So I'm so sorry to hear about your mom. Tell me about people who are kind of grieving. Do you have any tips for them?
I would say, as a person who's now lost both of their parents, grief just changes all the time. So when I lost my dad when I was quite young, it was a very different experience to how I experienced it this time.
Yes.
And I would say you just have to live in it, even if you don't really want to. And it changes every day. And I think as well, I was expecting the grief to be exactly the same as it was when I had lost my dad. But because we had a different relationship, a lot of different feelings were coming up, and I just had to really honor those. And I don't think I would have been in the space that I was in now if I hadn't gone through all the things that I'd been feeling. So this show is really a summation of a lifetime of feelings about my mom and the grief that we went through together when I lost my dad and when I lost her.
Oh, wow. This is going to be an amazing show. So tell me, where is it located? Where can people buy tickets?
Yeah. So the show is located at the Pacific Theater, which is a beautiful theater located on West 12th near Hemlock Street in the South Granville area. Tickets are available. They're $15. You can buy them online at vancouverfringe.com. Look up Conversations with Penny. There's six shows, plenty of opportunities to come and support. And I would also say, not just about my show, but about Fringe, this is the best time of year to take a chance on somebody, look at a program, and just like wildcard it, pick a show, and give it a shot.
Excellent. Any shout-outs?
I would like to give a shout-out to three people.
Yes.
My fiancé, Scott, who's been super supportive throughout this whole process. My dear friend, Michael, who lives on the mountain at SFU. He has been a pillar of light during this process while I'm like writing the show about my mom. And then my best friend, Lara, who has just been all ears and eyes on everything to do with the show to make sure that I am feeling as confident as I can be to get this show done.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam East Van.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Studio 6, CGSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances.
I think it was a bunch of different things. Like, I was getting tired of writing about myself, and I was looking for new inspiration, and I thought it would be a good way to develop some lyrical material that would be exploring... It could explore many different sub-themes within the context.
And interviews with impactful and inspiring artists. as well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities. Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
wanna make it right. But then you make me the problem. When you make me the problem, I gotta say, maybe, baby, you're projecting. Maybe, baby, you're projecting. If you need to reject me on the way, maybe, baby, you're projecting.
Warrior,
I will say, he rasta no tear down, warrior.